You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
The word is UEFI. Spelled U as in unified, E as in extensible, F as in firmware, and I as in interface. Definition: an extension of the traditional basic input-output system, or BIOS, that during the boot process facilitates the communication between the computer's firmware and the computer's operating system. Example sentence: UEFI provides enhanced control, security, and manageability of the system's startup process. Origin and context. From the very beginning in the 1980s, the personal computer boot process goes through two stages: a power-on self-test or post-hardware phase that ensures the necessary components are present and functioning properly, and a basic input-output system or BIOS software phase that tells the CPU how to load the operating system. By the late 1990s, Intel, the chip manufacturer, and other vendors started working on ways to add more functionality to the BIOS software stage and to overcome the limitations of the original design. By the mid-2000s, hardware and software vendors formed the UEFI Forum to advance innovation in firmware technology standards. The question is, what happens if adversaries compromise the interface? That situation would give malicious teams an almost invisible persistence, a stealth beachhead to begin traversing the intrusion kill chain. Since the boot process runs the UEFI program before the operating system loads, the traditional endpoint protection solutions like antivirus and EDR, or endpoint detection and response, can't completely eradicate a compromised UEFI system. Those prevention controls aren't running during the boot process. Even after the boot, if they detected clues that hackers compromised the interface and succeeded in deleting the associated artifacts, the compromised UEFI program would just reestablish itself at the next reboot. There are ways to harden the UEFI system to reduce the likelihood of compromise, but they can't be implemented while the operating system is running. That installation friction prevents many PC owners from deploying them. Nerd reference. According to Andy Greenberg at Wired Magazine, the CIA may have been the first nation state to get caught using this technique and also prove that some of their developers are Doctor Who fans. The Vault 7 cache of secret CIA documents released by WikiLeaks in March of 2017 describe a series of hacker tools for a UEFI attack. One called the Sonic Screwdriver, in a nod to the British television's long-running sci-fi show, modified the firmware of a standard Apple Thunderbolt to Ethernet adapter that tricked a Mac into booting its operating system from a spoofed network source that the adapter impersonates. According to Craig Elvey at the Screen Rant website, the current iteration of the Time Lord's Sonic Screwdriver is, quote, a weapon, a tool, a scanner, and a plot device all rolled into one convenient package, unquote. But when it was first introduced in 1968, it was literally just a screwdriver used by the good doctor to repair a broken pipe and looked like a small metallic pencil with a light at the end. With all of that said, at least we know that somebody in the CIA is a Doctor Who fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business.